వక్రతుండ మహాకాయ సూర్యకోటి సమప్రభ నిర్విఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వకార్యషు సర్వదా. శివశక్త్యాయుక్తో యది భవతి శక్తః ప్రభవితుం నచేదేవం దేవో న ఖలు కుశలః స్పందితుమపి. అతస్త్వామారాధ్యా హరిహర విరించాదిభిరపి ప్రణంతుం స్తోతుం వా కతమకృత పుణ్యః ప్రభవతి.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Prashanti Vibes. And with me, Team Radio Sai, Sunil. Let me first read out to you today's Sai Inspires message. Why should we truly love, honor, and be cordial with everyone in our daily living? Bhagwan lovingly reminds us today, and I quote, "You must offer the Lord, not flowers that plants grow. That will reward the plant, not you. The Lord wants you to offer the lotus that blooms in the lake of your heart, the fruit that ripens on the tree of your earthly career, not the lotus and the fruit available in the marketplace. You may ask, where can we find the Lord? Well, He has given His address in chapter 18, sloka 61 of Bhagavad Gita. Turn to it and note it down. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe Arjuna tishtati. Meaning, O Arjuna, the Lord resides in the heart of all beings. Now after knowing that, how can you look down on any living being in contempt, or how can you revel in hating him or indulge in pastime of ridiculing? Every individual is charged with the divine presence, moved by divine attributes, love, honor, friendliness. That is what each one deserves from you. Give these in full measure." Unquote. This was taken from a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan on April 16th. 1964. Dear listener, let me now update you on some changes in the schedule of Thursday Live. Starting from today, there are some changes in the timings, and they are as follows. At 10 a.m., Prem will bring you the Gita series, and then at 11 a.m., Bishu will bring you Outside, Inside, Deep Inside segment. Then at 12 p.m., we have the afternoon satsang by Prem and Arvind. At 1:30 p.m., Veda Jignasa program by Ganesh, followed by the Telugu segment. And then at 3 p.m, Love to Love. And later at 4:30 p.m, we'll bring you the live prayers from the Cycle One Hall here at Prashanthi Nilay. After that, we continue with the Bhajan Tutor segment at 6:45 p.m. And at 7:30 p.m., we have the audio of the video satsang program, which can also be watched live on the Sri Sathya Sai official YouTube channel, followed then by the Vahini satsang program at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Please log on to our website radiosai.org for more details about this new schedule. Another very important update, as I mentioned to you all, is that you can watch the live darshan of Swami's Mahasannidhi during both the morning and evening prayer sessions on Thursdays and Sundays on our YouTube channel Prashanti Mandir Live and Sri Satya Sai Baba Facebook. You could log on to watch the live darshan and arati and to listen to live prayers from Prashanti Nilay. That is on Thursdays and Sundays at 8 a.m. in the morning and 4:30 p.m. in the evening. I'll now sign off, leaving you with some readings from Sri Sai Satcharitra, which is an account on the life and teachings of Sai Baba of Shirdi, written by Sri Hemant Pant. At 10 a.m, Prem will join you with his Gita series. Wishing you all a happy, holy and blessed Thursday and a wonderful day ahead. Samasta lokaha sukino bhavantu.
Chapter 37, Chavadi Procession. In this chapter, Hemant Pant, after making some preliminary observations on some points of Vedanta, describes the Chavadi Procession. Preliminary. Blessed is Sai's life for his devotees. Blessed is his daily routine. His ways and actions are indescribable. Sometimes he was intoxicated with Brahmanand, divine bliss, and at other times completely self-absorbed. While doing so many things at the same time, he was yet unconcerned with them. Though he seemed at times quite inactive, he was not idle or dozing. He always abided in his own self. Though he looked calm and placid as a sea, he was deep and unfathomable. Who can describe his ineffable nature? He regarded men as brothers, women as sisters and mothers. He was a perfect celibate, as everybody knows. May the knowledge we got in his company last long unto death. Let us ever serve him with wholehearted devotion to his feet. Let us see him in all beings, and let us constantly remember his name. Hemant Pant, after making some lengthy dissertations on some topics of Vedanta, which he himself considers as a digression, goes on to describe the Chavadi Procession. Chavadi Procession. Baba's dormitory has already been described. One day he slept in the masjid, and on the next in the Chavadi near the masjid. He slept in the masjid and in the Chavadi in alternate days. This alternate sleeping at both these places went on till Baba's Mahasamadhi. From 10th December 1909, devotees began to offer regular worship to Baba in the Chavadi. This we will now describe with his grace. When the day of retiring to the Chavadi came, people flocked to the masjid and did bhajan in the mandap for a few hours. Behind them was a beautiful palanquin, to the right a tulsi vrindavan, and in front Baba adorned his seat, and there were devotees singing bhajans. Men and women who had a liking for the bhajan came in time. Some took tal, chiplis and kartal, mridang, khanjiri and ghol, all in their hands, and conducted the bhajan. Sai Baba was the magnet. He drew all the devotees to him. Outside in the open, some trimmed the divatyas, some decorated the palanquin, and some stood with cane sticks in their hands and hailed victory to Baba. The corners were decorated with buntings. In the masjid, rows of burning oil lamps shed their light. Baba's horse, Shyamkarna, stood fully decorated outside. Then Tatya Patil came with a group of men to Baba and asked him to be ready. Baba sat quiet in his place till Tatya came and helped him get up by putting his arm under Baba's arm. Tatya called Baba by the name of Mama or maternal uncle. Really, their relationship was extremely intimate. Baba wore on his body the usual kafni, took his satka under his armpit, and after taking his chilim and tobacco and placing a cloth over his shoulder, became ready to start. Then Tatya placed a golden embroidered beautiful shela or shawl over his body. After this, Baba himself put a few fuel sticks in the dhuni to keep it alive, and with his right hand extinguished the lamp burning near the dhuni and then started for the chavadi. Then all sorts of musical instruments, band and horns gave out different sounds, and the fireworks exhibited various colored views. Men and women singing Baba's name started walking, doing bhajan to the accompaniment of mridang and veena. Some danced with joy and some carried various flags. The bhaldars announced Baba's name when he came on the steps of the masjid. On the two sides of Baba stood persons who held chamar and others who fanned Baba. On the way were spread folds of cloth which Baba walked on. Being supported by devotees' hands, Tatya Patil held the left hand and Mahal Sapati the right, and Bapu Sahib Jog held the chhatra or the umbrella over his head. In this fashion Baba marched on to the chavadi. The fully decorated horse named Shyam Karna led the way, and behind him were all the carriers, waiters, musical players and the crowd of devotees. Hari Nam, the Nam of Lord, was being chanted to the accompaniment of music, as also the name of Sai. In this manner, the procession reached the corner, and everyone joined the party, seemed pleased and delighted. On reaching this corner, Baba stood facing the chavadi and shone with a peculiar aura. It seemed as if the face of Baba took over the glory of the rising sun. Baba stood there with a concentrated mind, facing the north, as if he was signaling something. All the instruments played music while Baba moved his right hand up and down for some time. Kaka Sahib Dikshit at this time came forward with a silver plate containing flowers smeared with gulal and threw them on Baba's body off and on. The musical instruments played the best at this juncture, and Baba's face beamed with radiance and beauty, and all the persons viewed this luster to their heart's content. Words fail to describe the splendor of the scene. Sometimes Mahal Sapati began to dance as if possessed by some deity, but all were surprised to see that Baba's concentration was least disturbed. With a lantern in his hand, Tatya Patil walked on Baba's left side and Bhagat Mahal Sapati on the right, holding in his hand the hem of Baba's garment. What a beautiful procession and what an expression of devotion. To witness this, men and women, poor and rich, flocked there. Baba walked at a very slow pace. Bhaktas followed on both sides with love and devotion. With joy permeating the whole atmosphere of the place, the procession reached the chavadi. Those days are gone now. Nobody can see them in the future. But by remembering and visualizing that sight, we can bring solace and ecstasy to our minds. The chavadi was also fully decorated with a good white ceiling mirrors and many sorts of lamps. On reaching there, Tatya went ahead and spread an asan, and placing a bolster, made Baba sit there and made him wear angharka. Then the devotees worshipped him in various ways. They put a crown on his head with a tuft above, placed garlands of flowers and jewels around his neck, and marking his forehead with musk-mixed vertical lines, they gazed at him for long to their heart's content. They changed his headdress now and then, held it aloft on the head, fearing that Baba might throw it away. Baba knew what the bhaktas wished for and meekly submitted to all their ways without objection. With these adornments, he looked wonderful and beautiful. Nana Sahib Nimonkar held the chhatra with its beautiful pendants, which moved in a circle with its supporting stick. Bapu Sahib Jog washed his feet in a silver dish, offered argya and worship with due formalities, then smeared his arms with chandan paste and offered him tambul. Baba sat on the asan while Tatya and others kept standing. When Baba sat on the gaddi, supporting himself against the bolster, devotees on both sides waved chamars and fans. Shama then prepared the chilam and handed it over to Tatya Patil, who drew a flame out of it by inhaling a deep breath through his mouth and then gave it to Baba. After Baba had a smoke, it was given to Bhagat Mahal Sapati, and then it was passed round to all. blessed was the inanimate chillum. It had first to undergo many ordeals of penance, such as being kneaded by potmakers, dried in the sun, and burnt in the fire. And then it had the good fortune to get the contact of Baba's hand and his kiss. After this function was over, devotees put garlands of flowers around his neck and gave him scent and bunches of flowers. Baba, who was an incarnation of dispassion, cared a fig for all these necklaces of jewels and garlands of flowers and other decorations. But out of real love to his devotees, he allowed them to have their own way and to please themselves. Finally, Papu Sahib Jog waved the arati over Baba, observing all formalities, and the musical instruments played their auspicious tunes. When this arati was over, the devotees returned home, one by one saluting Baba and taking his leave. When Tatya Patil, after offering chillum, attar and rose water, stood to depart, Baba said to him lovingly, "Guard me properly. Go if you like, but return sometimes at night and inquire for me." On replying in the affirmative, Tatya Patil left the chavadi and went home. Then Baba himself prepared his bed. He arranged some sheets one upon another, and thus making his bed, went to rest. We shall also now take rest and close this chapter with a request to the readers that they should remember Baba and his chavadi procession daily before they retire and go to bed. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.